Can you describe at all what things were like before and after the day of that quake from what you saw in the Dominican Republic?
Yes, we live about 12 hours drive from Port-au-Prince, but I was amazed at how strong I could feel the quake. I was in a meeting, actually, with some colleagues, and we were sitting around a table, and the first wave was fairly strong, and then it was immediately followed by a second wave, and then there was a gap, and then there was a very, very strong one that followed. And we got out of the building we were in, so I can only imagine what it would have been like if you were much closer to the epicenter.
And then following the quake, did you and other people there spring into action to think about helping?
Yes, we certainly did. We heard that Port-au-Prince was covered with such a cloud of dust that people couldn't even see. And within about an hour and a half, it was completely dark. So it was in the evening that the quake happened. So we began to really spring into action, first of all, just praying for the people. There wasn't a whole lot we could do that first night. But then the next day, we began connecting with our circle of friends that work in Haiti, and we began to offer our services since it was very difficult for other people off the island to even get into Haiti at that time. And so my husband was on his way over Thursday morning. The quake happened Tuesday evening, and by Thursday morning, he was headed to Santo Domingo, the Dominican capital, to get the proper permission to cross the border. And by the time he got there early Friday morning, they had removed they had opened the border for any kind of help and aid to go in. So we've been back and forth, I think, about 12 different times in the last month or so.
Jim Engel has talked a little bit about the water project and how that's worked. Can you tell from your end how it's going and what's happened there with bringing water in?
Yes, I first want to just thank the people of Petersburg for their generosity. In the first phase, as I call it, during the first 2.5 weeks of the project, we serviced about 300 families, which represented about 2,000 people. We got in about 10,000 gallons of purified drinking water in 5-gallon jugs, which we trucked in from the capital city of the Dominican Republic, 9 hours away, for the first week, just because there was no infrastructure to find any water nearby. And then by the second week, we were able to find a pure drinking water source about 4 hours from Port-au-Prince, and so we began to truck it in from a little bit closer. And so during that first 2.5 weeks, we were able to provide about 10,000 gallons of pure drinking water. And then in the second phase, I call the second phase, we were given 300 half-micron filters with activated carbon. Now, these are very simple. It's a 2 5-gallon bucket design with a spigot. And we gave each family a filter. And then we brought in 3 500-gallon water storage tanks from the Dominican. And we're currently trying to keep those filled about 3 times a week. So that's about 4,500 gallons a week, and that's in one location. And the second location, we have about 500 people, and we have a little different setup. So we're trying to reuse the jugs to bring in water from a German NGO that is providing water, and then they put the water through their filter system. What we're looking towards for the future, we have contact with a well drilling team called Clear Blue, a well drilling ministry, and we're hoping to be able to eventually get wells drilled in a couple of these locations.
I understand you were able to get some money from Petersburg residents.
Yes, we are so thankful. We never would have been able to do this without the help and the support of people from Petersburg. Also, my home community, Davison, Michigan, partnered with Petersburg to come alongside this project, and we are so grateful. And I know that the people of these camps have shown such gratitude for they have lost everything, but their attitudes and their hearts are so grateful for those that come. And it's about more than just bringing the water, because when you look into their eyes, when you give a hug, when you share in the experience with them, they feel a great level of support that I think is crucially important at this point in time.